The Pentagon's missile defense specialists breathed a sigh of relief last night as an interceptor missile hit and destroyed a fake nuclear warhead high above the Pacific Ocean. The last two attempts had failed, so there was a lot riding on this test. Last week, the Bush administration announced it is speeding up development of a national missile defense system. And as NPR's Tom Gelton reports from the Pentagon, a miss last night would have been embarrassing.
After two spectacular failures, the Pentagon's missile defense team approached last night's test nervously. The missile defense program is expensive. Critics say the technology is unreliable, and the deployment of a system could jeopardize international arms control agreements. The Bush administration's ambitious plan to have some part of a missile defense system operational within 3 years has already encountered stiff opposition from Democrats on Capitol Hill. So there was a lot of pressure on the missile defense team last night to show the system can work. The test began with the launch of a big intercontinental ballistic missile from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The Minuteman II ICBM had a mock nuclear warhead on board as it shot off over the Pacific, a simulated missile attack. About 20 minutes later, another missile was launched 4,800 miles away at a missile site on Kwajalein Atoll in the Marshall Islands. This was the interceptor missile, carrying what's known as a kill vehicle. The mission was to locate and destroy the incoming warhead as it streaked through the sky. The kill vehicle separated from the interceptor missile when the target warhead was still 1,400 miles away. Once under its own power, the kill vehicle used infrared sensors and radar data to find the target and home in on it. With the warhead and the kill vehicle closing in on each other at a combined speed of about 16,000 miles an hour, it took just a few minutes for them to come together. U.S. military and civilian officials monitoring the test from a control room on Kwajalein saw a brilliant flash of light on their screens and erupted in cheers. Back at the Pentagon, the chief of the Ballistic Missile Defense Organization, Lieutenant General Ron Kadish, waited about a half hour to get preliminary official results. When he did announce the outcome, he chose his words carefully.
We do not know for certain that every objective was met. We, in all probability, some of them were not. But the early indications are that we have performance in every one of the objectives of the test that we set as outlined on this chart.
Missile defense critics say the test last night was easy and did not come close to simulating conditions that would exist had there been a real missile attack. But General Kadish says the missile defense testing program has to proceed in small steps.
This test is the same test we did the first time, that we tried the second time, and that we tried the third time. This is an idea that we want to replicate the difficulty so that we can get confidence in the reliability of the hit-to-kill technology.
After the failed test last July, President Clinton decided to delay further steps to deploy a missile defense system, but the Bush administration made clear last week it was determined to push aggressively ahead with research and development plans regardless of the outcome of this one test. Dozens more are scheduled in the next 18 months, and General Kadish last night said he hopes to proceed without everyone waiting in judgment.
No one test makes the difference in anything that we're doing here. It's a series and a buildup of data. So this test is just one on a journey.
Kadish had told reporters before the test he was quietly confident it would succeed. After watching the interceptor hit and kill the warhead last night, he said he felt quietly very good. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.